It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday morning, brought to you by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind their first responders. Well, with the Academy Awards last night, not many country songs up for Oscars, certainly not ones that were all that commercially successful. And while a country song has never won for Best Original Song, there have been some standouts through the years. There's been Sissy Spacek, who won an Oscar, of course, portraying Loretta Lynn, coal miner's daughter, in 1980. Jessica Lange was nominated in 85 for her portrayal of Patsy Cline, although she didn't win. Walk the Line swept the Oscars in 2005. In 1981, though, we had two, not the least of which was
On the Road Again.
Yeah.
1981's
Oscars had not one but two nominated country songs up for Best Original Song of the Year. Dolly's 9 to 5 and Willie's On the Road Again. Two pretty good offerings right there. Neither of them won, though, but when it came from, by the way, a brief synopsis of On the Road Again, well, it was all movie-driven for Willie Nelson. He had that 1980 movie that he'd worked on for so long and tried to get made. In fact, Robert Redford at one time or another was rumored to be the lead on it. No, Willie wanted it. Honeysuckle Rose. That's what this song was written for. The movie was not nominated. It was not a big success, quite honestly. The song far bigger, and the soundtrack, too. But after he signed the contract to do the film, Willie was on a plane with one of the executive producers. May have been Sidney Pollack, I'm not sure. They told him, we need a theme song for the movie. So, famously, Willie pulls out one of the barf bags on the seat back in front of him.
Oh, no.
And he wrote down some lyrics, and that was it. That's where On the Road Again started, in the air, actually.
At least he didn't have to use it for its intended purpose.
We don't know that.
Okay.
We don't know that. To say the song was an instant success, unlike its movie counterpart, understatement. I mean, he won a Grammy Award for it, Best Country Song. It was there at the CMAs and the ACM Awards and the Academy Awards, along with, 9 to 5, Out Here on My Own, People Alone, and then the winner, 1981 Best Original Song, Fame.
Ooh.
Let's fly, baby, fly.
I'm gonna learn how to fly.
Although, when it comes to maybe not winning the award, but standing the test of time, this one holds up a whole heck of a lot better.